USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In an address from the White House, President Trump laid out his conditions for reopening the government.
I am here today to break the logjam and provide Congress with a path forward to end the government shutdown.
His plan includes extending DACA protection, $800 million for humanitarian aid, and a little more than that for more technology, border agents, and immigration judges.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has pledged to bring this bill to a vote this week in the United States Senate.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says in a statement, his proposal is a compilation of several previously rejected initiatives, each of which is unacceptable and in total do not represent a good faith effort to restore certainty to people's lives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A fast-moving winter storm is hitting the Northeast. John Clemens reports.
Major airports across the region are reporting thousands of flights have been canceled due to the storm, as snow is falling at a rate of 2 to 3 inches per hour. Dan Padowski of AccuWeather tells us some areas will receive over a foot of snow.
From western New York and northern Pennsylvania northeastward, a lot of areas are going to have over a foot of snowfall.
Further east, areas from New Hampshire to Maine could see 40 inches of snow this weekend. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office says BuzzFeed News is inaccurate in its report that President Trump had his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, lie to Congress about the timings of talks for a Trump Tower in Moscow. BuzzFeed says they stand by their reporting. In a rare public statement, Mueller's office is refuting the report. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former CBS Chairman Les Moonves is still fighting for his severance pay. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Les Moonves deciding to take the company to arbitration, informing CBS of his intentions on Wednesday. The longtime CEO exiting the company in September amid a flurry of sexual misconduct allegations and a power struggle with controlling shareholder Shari Redstone. On December 17th, after a months-long investigation into whether he had sexually harassed several women over the course of decades, CBS announced that there were grounds to fire him with cause, and specifically CBS said that Moonves willfully violated company policy and his employment agreement and failed to cooperate with the investigation. His decision to fight for his severance had been expected. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Britain's opposition Labour Party is calling for discussions on Brexit. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Shadow Brexit Secretary Sir Keir Starmer has ramped up the pressure for Labour to move towards backing a second referendum. He says time is of the essence for Brexit to be successful.
What the Prime Minister is doing now is not resilient. It's reckless. Ploughing on without a plan whilst the country lurches from one crisis to another. And this is crucial, reducing the time for credible alternatives to emerge.
He says holding a second referendum on Britain's EU membership has to remain an option.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.